My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is one of those games to me where it's kind of like a lose-lose, but nevertheless, you got to go out and win it, if you know what I mean. It's a lose-lose because even if you beat them, the naysayers are going to say, well, you still got to beat them when it counts.
But that helps you get there when it counts.
That's
the Super Bowl. So you need one, Stoney. Come on now. This team, I mean, yeah, just like you said, you got Dallas, and right now they're struggling, but if you could get this to be 4-3 headed into that game, and you got me excited for Niner fans, and then you take care of business against Dallas 5-3 with all that you've had to endure on and off the field going into the bye. I don't think it gets any better than that.
Jamie in San Carlos, let's get us going. Jaime, what's up, Jaime? How you doing, buddy? Oh, boy. Oh, hey, what's up, buddy?
Sorry about your Cowboys, bud.
Hey, that's all good, baby.
And they are looking rough. They are looking rough right now. But so one matchup that people aren't talking about is Dominic Pooney versus Chris Jones. If that kid can hold up versus Chris Jones, we got a shot. Okay. Second of all, yesterday I was driving in Menlo Park and I look over a stoplight.
Oh.
And I said, no way. I said, CMC, what's going on, bud? He goes, hey, what's up? He seemed in good spirits and basically made it seem like he's coming back soon.
Wow. Oh, he's coming back.
He ran into him in traffic.
I think he's coming back. It's going to be after the bye, Jaime, but I think he's coming back.
Wow.
And then we got a ball game.
No, no doubt.
Can you go beat the Chiefs, though, with Jordan Mason, assuming he's healthy, which I'm going to assume he's healthy.
Well, that's Matt Barrels at 12.
Exactly.
Matt Sprained Barrels. ACL. What is it? A sprained AC joint.
Correct. Yeah. 650 says, Goo, I seen you at the Warriors game. I tried calling out to you, but it was pretty loud, so I couldn't get your attention.
Yeah, Jonathan Kuminga.
What about him? What did he do?
Fire from deep. I think he's, 9-12 or 8-11 from three in preseason. He would have been in the lab.
Hey, we'll get into some Warriors either later today or this week, but I like what I'm seeing. I do. It's a team game, Goo.
Yeah.
No individuals anymore. It's about the team, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Let's talk about the team, Tony. How you doing, man? What's
Good
going
morning.
On?
Hey.
Hey.
And since you were talking about Nick Sirianni, happy Columbus Day.
Oh.
Without Italians, this country would have gone down the drain fast.
Thank you, Tony.
Tony.
yeah.
you know, usually I call in, so I hope Bonte is not thinking I'm unfaithful now calling into your show.
We're all a family, Tony. We're all a family. Yeah, we're all a family.
Oh, excellent, because we could win against Mahomes next Sunday. All we got to do is squelch Shanahan. We got to change up here. He could be the offensive coordinator for the day with his little notes in front of him and be all nerdish. And we got to bring in Lynch. The general manager has some stuff. He could get the guys going on the sideline. He's got to dress like a coach and be out there too. This is the way we could do it, because these days it doesn't matter if we're down or up in the fourth. It seems like we're just going to lose because Shanahan is not a closer. He's not a battlefield commander. So we got to bring in Lynch.
All right.
Wow, Tony.
Tony.
We won't tell Bonte. Yeah, wow. She calls her own students down. Yeah,
does she? Tell.
Yeah. Great stuff.
This is an interesting take from the 630. Steiny, I'm looking at this game in a different way. Both teams are suffering from major injuries. A win will be great, but we won't learn anything, even in a loss. Both teams are not at full strength. Beating the best when they're not at their best isn't a measuring stick. That's Chicago Jason.
Well, one team has zero blemishes, and the other, the Niners, have three. So this does mean something. We're going to learn something. It's that get-right game. Stoney, you got to dig down.
They got right against the Seahawks.
No excuse. Yeah, to get to 500.
Yeah.
And also, the caller before, Tony, Steiny, he said something. Chris Jones, I believe, not Mahomes, is the biggest reason that the Niners lost those two Super Bowls. He was disruptive, and he was disruptive when it was go time. So to come up with a plan to kind of keep him at bay and keep him off Brock Purdy's back, I mean, that's that. I know there's, hey, Guru, we can take an hour and, you know, talk about this game and all the nuggets or whatnot, but that's a big one. How do you keep him at bay?
Did you hear... And this is where radio's theater of the mind.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what they're playing on Kansas City's flagship radio station?
That I did not.
Okay.
Help me out.
I got to play something for you in about 5 minutes.
All right. Look at my man.
And it may wind some people up. It may not. But I gotta play it because it's kind of interesting. Mike's in San Francisco. Wants to talk Kansas City and the Blue Angels. What's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, about the Blue Angels.
Yeah.
They flew on Sunday. They flew on Thursday. They flew on Friday. They did not fly on Saturday.
All right.
They had one of the planes was up scoping it out, and there's just a little bit too much fog rolling in through the Golden Gate, so they didn't do the show on Saturday.
Yep. Gotcha.
Safety reasons.
Thank you. Appreciate
and
it.
The game this week, I think it's too close to call. I definitely think it means more to the 49ers just because of where they are in their record versus the Chiefs. But it'll be a good game, but hard to say who's going to pull it off.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. I do think it means more than the Niners.
Oh, come on. I'm with you.
Yeah. 650.
What we got?
Guru said he would not bring up the Super Bowl losses when week one was here due to it being a new season. He lied again.
Never. You had it again. Yeah, please. You're all right.
I lied again and worries about everything and lives in a fantasy land. Should have, would have. Take all that nonsense and keep it to yourself.
Yep, but this is the week where you bring that up.
No!
That's why this game means a lot,
this is,
man.
When you can't.
This is just 1-17, but this means, come on, man, this is the team that prevented you from winning two Super Bowls. You had them,
well,
and you let them off the hook.
I would say
Daryl Green. Shout out Dan Green. But you get what I'm saying? You want to send a message. The Chiefs are undefeated right now. Like you say, if they drop one, they keep moving. The Niners drop one, they keep moving. But if the Niners drop one, Steiny,
yep,
we're talking about for 6 days, they're 3-4. Nobody wants that.
No, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Steve-O in San Francisco. He's got a feeling on this game. What's up, Steve-O? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Great weekend, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think the Niners should win this. They're at home, and they've got to have a little bit of a chip on the shoulder to be, 0-5 against these guys. But I think it's coming down to the coaching. It's going to all come down to the coaching. Shanahan's got a monkey on his back from the Super Bowl OT flub, and it's going to be the first matchup with Reed against Sorensen, really.
Mm.
That's going to be the big matchup. I think it's going to come down to scheme and play calling.
Well, and that's
he's
a good
right,
point.
All of it.
And Andy Reid usually does a lot of damage in this kind of situation. I guess the silver lining is the Niners have had some extra time to prepare. So we will see. But they're kind of sticking it to the Bay Area in Kansas City. This is our flagship station in Kansas City. Okay. Not ours. Right. The Kansas City Chiefs.
What are they mad
station.
At? They've won the last two Super Bowls against the Niners.
Yeah, exactly. So they're taking their shots. Right. Take a listen. It's kind of interesting.
Remember when an NFL coach who wears a flat-brimmed hat decided to receive the ball to start overtime and then went limp and kicked a field goal after already losing a Super Bowl 4 years earlier to the same team? Yeah, us too.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! Mecole Hardman! Mecole Hardman!
Chiefs and Niners, Sunday at 3:25, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5.
Oh, that's not very fair.
Wow, and that should get fans riled up. I was wrong, Stoddy. If you didn't hate him, you got good God, man, Mecole Hardman. Wow,
interesting.
Yeah,
they still think of the overtime.
Now, the caller did say something that Stoddy, I don't want to disagree with, but if you look at this season in totality, yeah, it's about the coaches, they matter, and being prepared. But when you have plays where the players got to execute, like Ronnie Bell, that was a great call, but Kyle gets no credit for it because the player didn't do hold up his end of the bargain. You know what I'm saying? You see where I'm going? You catch that ball and you kick the field goal and get out of there with the win. So that can go so far. The players got to do their part too.
This from the 3-4-1. The 3-3 record seems okay. The losses this year to the Rams and the Cardinals feel very similar to the losses we had at the beginning of the year during Trey Lance's first year as a starter. Remember, the Niners lost to the Bears, who ended up going 3-14. They lost to the Broncos, who went 5-12 that year in the first month of the season. They should bounce back from those losses like they did in 2022. One of the reasons I think this is a big game is not just because it's the Chiefs, but it's because who's looming after the Chiefs? And this marks the point of the season where the schedule definitely changes. Mm-hmm. It gets a lot more difficult. And so you put yourself in a little bit of a hole with the 3-3 record. And so now you've got to make up some ground. And the first way you could do it is by beating the Kansas City Chiefs and then knocking off the Cowboys.
On Sunday night football.
Yeah. I don't want to really get into the Cowboys yet because obviously that's 2 weeks away. But these next two games leading into the bye week clearly are hugely important because you don't want to go into the second half of the season any worse than 4-4.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.